Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Recording With Lock Podcast Show.
When up is down and a down is up, when your half full glass looks like a half empty cup, when you're running into dentists and everywhere you turn, well, seize the opportunity, live and learn.
Welcome back to another great edition. Boy, I'm so glad. It's spring. I do like spring, you know. Yeah, I do like spring. You know, spring is a good thing. I just don't like thingy 80, 90, 100 degrees weather. I just don't like it. No more. I used to love it when I was a kid because I didn't really mind and playing, and I could just go in the house and get cool off and come back out and play again. Now you're old and everything, and the heat just don't agree with you no more. Just don't. And I like fall as winter because you can come in the house and get warm, and then you can go back outside with your nice coat, gloves, scarf, and all, and sport that. So I just hope that we never lose winter time. No. We lost snow here in Maryland. But I hope winter never stop coming. You know, I hope it drops below 10 degrees next year. Here's some music. school gospel. I'm sorry, didn't have no lyrics or nothing, but I couldn't find no songs that had any lyrics. You get what you pay for, though, you know. And pretty much, that's, I guess, I don't know. You know. But in my point, it's pretty good. You know, pretty good. Sound good. I like it. I don't know about y'all. Some of y'all probably like music. Like, sing with the song. But I love piano. You know, piano is my favorite instrument. And that's today's question. Where is your favorite music instrument? And do you remember the days when you had to, excuse me, that you had to go to music class? What instrument that you picked up when you walked into the music classroom? And then your music teacher smiled at you and said, that's you, you know, and went on to become a famous musician. You know, some of us was born in that talent, you know. It all started from school and church. Whitney Houston. And most of all black music come from church and blues. So, this more points to the African American kids. Also the white kids too, and Hispanic. I'm going to leave y'all out. Love y'all too. But this more point to our history. And did you go back to see some of the days of slavery and how we would be singing in the, our ancestors be singing in the field. I think some of our slave owners loved that. Loved the gospel that that they were singing in the field. Because they never told them to stop. You know, including to the movies and the books and stuff. We never saw no one was dragged off for singing. So that means it all started from the field of slavery and went up to the beautiful talent music that we got today, including hip-hop and rap. I'm not going to leave that out because it's part of our African-American heritage. And from yesterday rap music to today's rap music, they are part of our culture. And even some of the white and Hispanic kids love rap music. Look, Vanilla Ice, he was a, to the girls, he was a really nice looking young man. New Kids on the Block, they was putting the rap music in that music, you know. And of course, the most successful white man, young man, respectable man, and very cool, very tell you off dude if you cross his path. And his name is Eminem Marshall. You know, that's right, Eminem, one of my favorite rappers. And I got a lot. It's really like Michael Jackson catalog. I don't have no favorite Eminem song. I don't have no favorite Michael Jackson song. I don't have no favorite Tupac song. I don't have no favorite Biggie song. And I don't have no favorite Eminem song. Meaning, I like them all. All his albums and all. And some of them is funny. Some of them make you think. You know, like, look at the movie he played in, 8 Miles. I love that whole soundtrack. Look at the last album. He made I'm Not Afraid. And See Me Standing There, Burning. And so on and so on off that album. He just came back at the recovery album, you know? And he probably can just come back with a brand new hit album if he wants to, you know? He probably just enjoying his fortune right now, and his children, and probably grandkids now, because Eminem started out, you know? And he had same problems that I had with his family, you know. You know? Everybody's situation is different, but just a little similar. Him and his wife didn't get along. They divorced. I mean, he was sued by his mom. I guess he was got in a lot of legal trouble with his wife and his mom. Let's just say that. And I think they got back together, and then I don't know, they split up again or not. After he came successful, she wanted them back. But that wouldn't work with me. Even you gonna like me when I'm poor, and we gonna work up this ladder together. Or you ain't gonna like me when I get older. I mean, when I get older and be successful. You jumped off the train. You jumped off the airplane. You jumped off the successful wagon. The success wagon. When it was in its critical moment. Because you plan to be successful, you're going to go through a whole lot. People are going to take you and test you. And they're going to test you and test you until you break. You got to be strong. Keep your head up and your chest out, because they're going to test you. You want to be a writer, the first black writer, just like Michael Jackson, broke all records. And you want to just be writing books after hit books after hit books, or even a rapper like Eminem, Tupac, after hit album. After hit album, after hit album, or CD, whatever. If you want to be that, people want to test you. And they tell you, just like Tupac Mamba and Biggie Mamba and all other members, don't let these people make you and chew you up and spit you out. Look back what they did to Bill Cosby, R. Kelly, Michael Jackson, and look, Whitney Houston, Bobby Brown, New Edition, because they didn't get the credit they deserve before, and they proved their self, you know, and they got their star on the Walk of Fame finally, you know. And they sitting back enjoying their fortune where they started, with a white man taking their money, taking them back to the ghetto. I mean, back to the projects after touring. Two hit albums, and they made only a dollar or something. Candy Girl and Cool It All and Cool It Now album. And all they got is a scooter and a dollar. And the manager that they had at MCA was taking their money. And according to the story, the manager was working for the record company, and they was working for the manager. And the record company was giving them money, him money. He was taking most of that money and spending it on himself. Dining out in a nice diner, and Michael Bitten and got his lawyer. They went to that fancy diner, and they served him some papers. They got rid of that boy, Michael Jackson, and his brothers. Their father probably was doing them wrong too. They all got together, and they fired their father. So on and so on. These kind of people that you're going to meet up, you're going to meet on your way up the success ladder. Some of y'all get ready to graduate. Don't matter if you're in the entertainment world or you're going to come out in the corporate world. There's people up there in the corporate world. You go up in the corporate world and you work for Amazon. You work for the main corporate state company. The main company out there in Arizona. I mean the main company where the big guy at. No, the guy who started Amazon, you work for him. You go out in the corporate and you work on the 16th floor, ain't that far from him floor. I mean, not the warehouse, not the managers. I'm talking about the big boss. You work where the big boss at, right? At the main building, Amazon main office. You got a job there. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And you're making big money. Salary. Because if you work for that office, you're going to make salary pay. And, yeah, I would love to work for the corporate. No. And some of y'all going to graduate and get those kind of jobs where you can go straight right into salary pay. And it's going to be people watching you. I mean, really, it's really going to be people watching you. And they're going to do, and they're not going to like you. They just not going to like you. I don't know. I just, matter what you do. Like, some people don't really like me. Don't think I have experience to work at Stella Mars. They don't have to say it, because I see it in their face, and the way they talk about you behind your back and all. And I don't care, they hear me, you know. They can listen to this, because I'm supposed to be dumb, don't know what's going on. You know? And I do know what's going on. You know? Sometimes people can sense when you talk about them. It shows in your face and the way you walk and everything. And, you know, like I said, talk about me, but you never better put your hands on me. You know? Talk about me all you want. But just look out for those kind of people, you know. Just look out for them. Hear some music. Something to think about. Thank you. tell you, Star Trek fans and Star Wars fans, go to Disney Plus. The Mandalorian is running and streaming. It's good. It's really good. I think it's in its third season. And y'all really going to enjoy it. I know some of y'all like Obi-Wan Kenobi and the other one, the new Star Trek series. That's pretty good too. But I like The Mandalorian. That's my favorite Star Trek series. I mean, not Star Trek. Star Wars series. The Mandalorian. I really like that. No, that's my favorite. I like the other ones too. Obi-Wan Kenobi and I hope they come back and come back for another season and everything. But Star Wars fans, go watch The Mandalorian. Streaming now. I think it comes on. New ones come on either Friday or Wednesday, right before Picard. And that's what I like too. It comes on right before Picard come on. Star Trek Picard. The day before. So I watch Disney Plus on Wednesday. And I watch Picard on Thursday. I'm blessed with my favorite two sci-fi shows. And I don't have to go to the movies no more to wait to see Star Wars. Because Disney giving us a lot of Star Wars TV shows. And it's up to the fans to pick the ones that we like the most. You know, they leaving it up to us. They ain't like on Paramount Plus. No. And Star Wars fans ain't that hardcore as Star Trek fans. They just say, we like this one. We'll like this one the most. But they don't criticize The Mandalorian or Obi-Wan Kenobi or the other one. They just say, hey, this one is really good. Mandalorian is good. Boba Fett is pretty good. Mandalorian pretty good. The story, the book of Boba Fett was, we only got 5 of those, but, you know, it was really good until we only got 5 episodes. But The Mandalorian, I thought we only want to get 2 seasons. We got another 3rd season of The Mandalorian. Ain't that cool? For the fans who like it, you know, who like Boba Fett and all. I mean, maybe we might get another 4th season. I don't know how many episodes in this season they're going to give us. But it's really cool, guys. It's really cool, you know. And thank you, Disney. Thank you. And Picard, Paramount did it, man. Paramount Plus, over at the Star Trek department. Y'all new writers did it. Y'all sending the next generation off with a bang. You know? And I just hope that y'all come back to Enterprise and send them off on a good start too. Give Arch a TV show too. Captain Arch. And let's don't forget about the 900 years that you send Discovery in. Don't forget that, because Discovery already started exploring that area. So I hope that y'all go back to the 31st century. And keep in mind, the crybabies of Star Trek want standalone episodes if you go back to the 31st century, okay? And they can't be related to legends like Captain Kirk or Picard. Can't be no black people related to them, okay? Just keep in mind that, okay? If they white, they can be related to Picard or Riker or counselor or the doctor if they white. But if they African American or Spanish, Indian, they can't be related because it's all messed up now. You know, okay, my opinion, if the Waltons was real and Mr. Spock's parents was real, I really think they would adopt it. An African American child. You know? I think they would. Because they're good people. Spot is a good person. And even though she was adopted, and Mr. Spot didn't say nothing about it in the original episode, we never know that he had a brother until Star Trek V. Older brother. And he got an older adopted sister. We learn about in Discovery. But people couldn't stick to that. It couldn't stick to their brain, you know. It couldn't get over that sense of mind. But Robert Apel was the first black captain of the Enterprise. First captain of the Enterprise was African American. So we still got that. We still beat. Either way. Now he's Admiral. He's Admiral Robert Apel. You know? See? The enemy just tried to destroy things. Good things. You know? People just tried to destroy your blessings. And these people on Discovery had blessings. It was great to see an African-American lead a crew. And then the enemy just comes in with a bunch of bickering, hating, and all that. It just destroyed the franchise. It just kind of unbalanced the franchise. And Gene Roddenberry will be rolling over in his grave if he hears stuff like this. In my opinion, he will be cheering for Discovery. Maybe he might not agree with some of the episodes they did, because they weren't standing alone episodes. Or maybe he would. Maybe he'll say, okay, it's time for change. Let's see how this works. Let's see how it works. See how the fans like it. Let's see. No. George Lucas did it. When he went back and did Star Wars. Episode 1, 2, and 3. And he used all CGI. And he didn't care. He did it his way. You know. It was his way. His movie. His creation. You know. You like it, you don't like it. But he made it. So, he's just saying to the fans, either you come and see it, or you don't come and see it. But, this is what I wanted to do with Star Wars, episode 4, 5, and 6. But, we didn't have the technology then, so I just went on and made it anyway. And it was a huge success. That's why we got Star Trek Motion Picture. Because George Lucas took that chance. Paramount went back, dig up their Star Trek. Now we got two cousins, Star Trek and Star Wars. And all kinds of video games, shirts, books, coloring books, you name it, we got it. Of the Star Trek. Star Wars franchise. It's a legend all over the world. Everybody, even Putin, probably got his Star Wars hat sitting up in the closet. Putin might got his Star Trek hat sitting up in the closet, because we did have a Russian on Star Trek. Because the Russians watched the original Star Trek and say, oh, you didn't have no Russian on Star Trek, and supposed to be about the future. So we got Chekhov. They put Chekhov on, and we got a Russian. Now, we still haven't got a Russian captain yet, but Paramount CBS, I think that's a good idea, put a Russian captain on Star Trek, because remember, Chekhov was an ensign when he started off. It would be great to see a lieutenant commander, and he's from Russia, a Russian actor, coming in America, and he's on a famous TV show like Star Trek, and he comes in as a lieutenant commander, or even a captain. That would be great. And he leading the crew. And his commander is an African-American woman. That will be cool. You know, that will pick up where Discovery left off. Now, if they do something like that, then I will watch that show. Because I believe Star Trek is all racist. Not one race, all races. Keep that in mind, Star Trek fans. When you're watching Strange New Worlds, keep that in mind. Robert Abel, Obama, Benjamin Sisko, and Captain Michael Burton, and Captain Benjamin Sisko. Keep it in mind, Captain Chekhov.
On the road, headed back to New Orleans, driving in the country past old timey scenes. Big birds were singing in the tall willow trees, mighty fine. Three words written on a paper bag, I miss you, was written in a message in black. Thrown in a van, 2,000 miles back, a better time. How many souls and times that I've told the places that I'd want to be, and how many days when I could have stayed instead of just getting up to leave and giving we make time. Meet you down the line. A long coat, walking on a New York street. A pack of crushed cigarettes that fell to her feet. Well, ain't it odd how some people meet? That's the truth. And two pictures buried in a guitar case, underneath the music sheets all over the place. I caught a glimpse of the sweetest girl's face I ever knew. And how many souls, times that I've told, the places that I'd like to be, and how many days when I could have stayed instead of just getting up to leave and given we make time. I'll meet you down the line. And all the days from now to then, if they never seem to come or to go, find me in your memories that keep you from getting so low. And given we make time, I'll meet you down the line. Down the line, we'll meet up down the line. Down the line.
so are those great captains. Now, let's get to the world, to the unknown. Now, are your Christians believe it? Just wondering, do y'all believe the paranormal? Because on YouTube, I see a lot of stuff about the paranormal and places that you don't go. And a lot of YouTubers, and I find these videos very familiar. Now, it's a guy on YouTube, and he be sitting and telling stories about places in the United States. And one of these places is about a woman who was living in San Francisco. She just wasn't happy living there, and she went to find some land in one of the states, in the middle states. And once she found this land, she was so happy, and she got her pigs, her cows, and all. And once she finally got it, she went and enjoyed, and she was in her 40s, because the story take place in San Francisco, according to the guy. And you might have heard this story on YouTube. And the white dude to come on to tell the stories, you probably heard it. He also on Facebook too. But anyway, according to the story, she moved from San Francisco to one of the states, and she bought some land. And the land, it was nothing, you know. It was nothing on it and nothing there. But she was an engineer. She was an engineer, and she knew how to build stuff. So she built her farm in her house. And then she had to hire some people, because maintaining a farm and everything was too much on her and too stressful on her. So she went to hire, she put posters up and everything, and hired some people. They all came to our farm and everything. But it was this guy, was a handyman, and how he earned his living, he just go to state, earning his living. He was living off the grid and everything, no cell phone or nothing. And his children found out where he was, came looking for him, because he called his children at least once a month to let them know he was okay and everything. And once he did, once he stopped calling in touch with them, his children came to the farm looking for him, and she told him that he gave her $1,000 or something to maintain his property. Because he had his trailer on her property and everything, and all his stuff was in there, and stuff like that. And he came up missing. His children, strange to know that he came up missing. They went to look for him. They found out where he was and everything. And the lady told him that he went off somewhere, and they looked in his trailer. And he usually take his handy bag, his hammer, and all his stuff to build stuff with, you know. But that was left behind and everything. So you go to this, I forgot the YouTube channel name, I'll find it. And also we got this black guy who sits on the computer, and he finds these other YouTube channels, and he talk about the YouTube channels of the Strange Normal, and he be finding some good stuff on there too. Now the black guy with the hat, mustache, and he be talking about all the strange stuff that's going on with the government and everything. But some of the stuff he talk about is just talk, you know. It just up to you to believe it or not, you know. And some of this stuff has to do with the Big Bang and all that stuff. And I do kind of believe the Big Bang, but I do believe that Jesus, the one who made the Big Bang. You know, he the one put the Big Bang out there. Alright? He's the creator of the universe. We came from him. We in his image and everything. There's no other way to see that, you know. But it's up to y'all to believe some of these stories. I'm going to get the name of the channels with the white guy and the black guy. The black guy find the stories on other YouTube channels. And he be talking about it. You can see the video playing. And then he stop the video and talk, give his comments and everything. The white guy, he tell the stories where he hear from different parts of the country. And really scary stories and strange stories about death. And I went to a website, one of his videos, and look up some of these haunted places that he was talking about. One of those haunted places is woods up somewhere in Michigan, I think, somewhere that you can't go to no more. About the doctor and his wife. Yeah, I looked that up, and I found that. And some of these places is where you go to. Haunted places. And I found the website that you can go to, and you can book on this website. And I will be going to these places if I start traveling. And they will be on the Great Woodlock podcast and radio show. And hopefully, so that's why I say go to my YouTube channel. It's going to be the Corey Woodlock podcast and radio show, but it's still called the Corey Woodlock show, Corey Woodlock podcast show on YouTube. It's still called the Corey Woodlock show on Speak and other platforms. Okay, I haven't changed it yet, but the man name is going to change and everything. And once it change, I guess other the new demand name will come up automatically. And other people who run the platforms, they will upgrade it too. As soon as change, I guess the other platforms are upgraded to the Corey Woodlock podcast and radio show. So, it's all going to be good, people. I'm going to have these stories. I'm going to find out the name of these two guys in their YouTube channel. And I'm going to direct you to them. And I'm going to be talking about some of these places, too. Okay? I'm going to be going to these places. But let's get open. Let's go down to the old bar where everybody is happy at. Got 16 bars in paradise. And this is one of my favorite country songs. And you're going to be hearing it on the Corey Woodlock podcast and radio station a whole lot. I'm glad I found this song. It's one of my favorites. I hope it's one of y'all favorites too. Here we go.
I got a running tab that's done run away. Sometimes I think I'm whistling past the graveyard. Last night I got so drunk I didn't even know my name. But the beer is cold and the music's always playing. And the jukebox is the best there is in town. Safety free at a happy hour. Songs and whiskey sires can cheer up any man who's feeling down. We say Jesus ain't an easy man to talk to. Heaven never sounded all that night. But you feel a little better singing, drinking songs together. A little 16 bars of paradise. shift, so I hear. Nikki looks so tired it might fall over, but he heads straight for the jukebox and he orders him a beer. But his home's a wreck, been bouncing checks, got bills that's piling high. He asked the good Lord for some help, he got no reply. And he said Jesus ain't an easy man to talk to, and heaven never sounded all that nice. But I feel a little better singing, drinking songs together, a little 16 bars of paradise. Big mistakes over a lifetime, and heaven knows there ain't no perfect man. Sometimes it's just too late for forgiveness, but everybody here knows that you're doing the best you can. Well, life is tough, you done had enough, you ain't got no cash to spend. Come on down to Buddy's Bar, it's on the house, my friend. We say Jesus ain't an easy man to talk to, heaven never sounded all that nice. But to feel a little better singing, drinking songs together, a little 16 bars of
good night, everyone. Thank you for listening to the Queen with Lock podcast and radio station. Live long and prosper. May the force of God be with you and Ashley, and we love you. See you next time.